Next is the influencing factor. The influencing scale, or the I factor, refers to how you respond to other people and how you influence others to your point of view. It is a people-focused factor, unlike the task-focused dominance, and it is also extroverted. The emotion that we associate with the influencing factor is optimism. That is to say, the higher the I factor, the more optimistic, the more you believe the impossible can be done, or the more you choose to look on the bright side of situations. Remember that extreme optimism may not always be grounded in data and the facts. The high influencing person also has an element of trust. The higher the I factor, the more trusting the person is, or the more he or she wants to be trusted by other people. This explains 28% of the population. High influencing individuals are very sociable, very communicative, and very active in social situations. They are very verbally expressive and facially emotive. They would rather talk than listen and may be seen as restless, as they can easily fall asleep from extended periods of inactivity. High eyes have a need to interact with others. They love opportunities to verbalize, and they can speak smoothly, readily, and at great length. They will also try to inspire you, since they are very verbally persuasive. They need to be liked. They usually like others, even often indiscriminately, and prefer not to be left alone. They need social acceptance, and they fear rejection, and their high trust level in others may make them easy to take advantage of sometimes. They choose to build on the good of others and see the positive sides in even negative situations. They like to be involved, especially in team environments, and they can persuade others to the behavior that they want to get from them. They perform well in situations where poise and charisma are all that's needed. They are very emotional and can wear their heart on their sleeve, but when they are excited about something, their enthusiasm can be contagious. In a team environment, high eyes can be very valuable. Their optimism and enthusiasm can serve as a motivating factor for others, and they can be very effective when times get tough. They themselves are motivated by praise and strokes, so they will often use that technique to motivate others. Their positive sense of humor adds fun to team tasks and environments, and adds a humorous element to help increase productivity. A team player, high eyes like working together because it means having fun while getting jobs done. A natural negotiator, their first response to conflict is mediate, and they will work hard to get both sides to agree. Some possible complications for the high eye is to overestimate their ability to motivate or persuade others. They may be disorganized or have difficulty planning and controlling their time. They may act impulsively, with their heart ruling their mind, or allowing emotion rather than fact to determine their decisions. They may be inattentive to detail. They may trust people indiscriminately or be unrealistic in appraising others. Low-influencing individuals are usually the opposite of these characteristics. Their decisions are based on facts and not emotions. They may be seen as withdrawn or straightforward. They may be skeptical of situations or others and require proof. The emotion that we associate with low influencing factor is pessimism.